The Inspector General of the Commerce Department has a new list of his agency's top five management challenges, but he also knows where to find the answers. Todd Zinser says solutions like how to use data to transform commerce's interactions with its customers can be found in the department's long-term strategic plan, and Todd joins us right now to talk about his work. Todd, thank you for joining me this afternoon. There are a number of these that we'll discuss in turn. I want to actually start at the do these in reverse order. Number five on your list is operational excellence, and you write that the department's goal of operational excellence calls on all facets of the department to maintain customer-focused drive. What are you suggesting the department should focus on to meet that challenge, Todd? Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Francis. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, operational excellence is one of the five, actually one of the five strategic goals that the secretary has set in her new strategic plan. So what we did here at the IG's office this year is we fit our management challenges squarely within the five strategic goals that the secretary has set out, one of which is operational excellence. And the secretary is very focused on customer service. And what we have done is identify several challenges that fit into the operational excellence category.
You detail three different types of customers. For the internal customers, those people that work inside the Commerce Department, what are the focus areas that you're suggesting there, Todd?
Well, I think the big focus area there is on cybersecurity and making sure that the employees here at the department are able to carry out their work in a way that their data and their information is secure against cyber attacks and other malicious activities against our IT infrastructure.
It's important to consider, too, I suppose, that especially from an experience that you had inside the Commerce Department, understanding cyber attacks also encompasses understanding when there isn't a cyber attack.
Well, that's right. We did have an incident here or an issue here with the Economic Development Administration where their reaction to some indicators of malicious malware on their system wasn't handled very well and actually cost the agency some money that probably should have been put to better use.
And you write under the trade and investment priority challenge that because of that disruption, the EDA's revolving loan fund management system has been unavailable. And that's you write about that under the trade and investment piece, but that's also an operational issue because there's a customer that in the second piece, the public at large, that's not being served because they can't serve that customer.
Right. The revolving loan fund for the Economic Development Administration is a significant source of local investment in local businesses. And the fact that we have issued audit reports in the past that are aimed at kind of strengthening that program, one of which was to set up a better database to track their loans. And because of the cyber issue that they had a couple years ago, they weren't able to complete that project. So they were still in the process of completing that. And, you know, that's very important to manage those funds. It's a billion-dollar program.
You also write about the customers in the public at large, and you write they expect a culture of accountability from the department. My takeaway from your work here is that I'm sure there's always room for improvement, but that overall it sounds like you're satisfied with the collaboration that you're getting from the agency and from the bureaus on accountability and transparency issues. Is that a fair read on my part, Todd?
That is a fair read. In fact, the department has made a lot of progress in terms of responding to management issues that come to us over our fraud, waste, and abuse hotline. And at one point, there was insufficient attention, I'll just put it that way, to some of these issues that we would send to the management for their attention. And the department's made a lot of progress, and a backlog that existed a couple years ago has been whittled down significantly.
I don't expect specific hard numbers off the top of your head, but is it your sense that of the calls and emails and so on that you get to the hotline, that a majority of those, or a great majority or a minority, small minority of those, result in some kind of investigation or issue that you discover, Todd?
Yeah, I think it's probably two-thirds of the of the matters that come in are referred to the management, and one-third result in either an investigative activity or audit activity on our part. And I must say that the department, again, has come a long way in terms of addressing those matters.
And is it reasonable for me to conclude that when a matter is referred to management of the agency, it's because you don't deem it as either difficult enough or significant enough, complex enough, that it's something that you need to take on yourselves, that you can say, you know what, this is not a big deal, and the management should be able to handle this pretty quickly?
Yeah, I think the main goal that we've set is to help the department take care of its own management issues, because a lot of the things that are reported through the hotline are management matters that the employee or the caller or the whistleblower doesn't feel the management has handled properly. And a lot of times it's just a matter of having the upper management or management at a higher level within the organization to address the matter that maybe the managers down below didn't really handle too well.
And I imagine just knowing that it's on your radar screen to start with adds a little bit of incentive to pay some attention to some issues and make sure they're dealt with.
Yes, and what we do is when we get an answer back from the management, we take that answer through a sufficiency review to make sure that, you know, the right questions were asked and that the issues were addressed properly. And if not, we go back to that agency or that management official to ask for additional follow-up.
The third type of customer that you're suggesting the department should focus on are the Commerce Department's customers in the American business sector. And you can read how the Inspector General's Office at the Commerce Department is proposing that the agency deal with them at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. We have a link to the report from Todd Zinser, the Inspector General of the Department of Commerce, who's my guest. The fourth item on your list of five challenges that align with the agency's strategic goals, Todd, is data. We spoke just the other day to Mark Doms, Undersecretary at Commerce, and he talked about a public-private partnership that Commerce is engaging in to help them understand where their data will be better suited and how to let people know that could potentially use it, that it's available in the first place. You can't find any customers if they don't know you have stuff they want. Is it that kind of partnership that you're suggesting the Commerce Department be more engaged in to meet this customer demand for this information, just to let people know that they have stuff?
Yeah, I think that Secretary Pritzker has come in and really focused on the fact that that the Commerce Department has so much data that the business community relies on, the public relies on, whether it's weather data, economic data, census data. And that data drives a lot of economic decision-making. And so she has set a goal for the department to transform our use of data with both within the department and in the public in a way that makes the Commerce Department really out front on data matters. And I did know that you spoke to Mark Doms the other day, or yesterday, I think, and he gave a good sense of what the department's trying to do. Our issues on data specifically focus on the 2020 census and the fact that the department has to focus on its planning for the upcoming 2020 census. Even though it's so many years away, the planning is really critical right now in terms of what the design is going to be and what the ultimate cost is going to be. And then we also focus on the fact that Congress just passed the Data Accountability and Transparency Act, and that's going to put some additional burdens on the department to make its data more transparent.
I recall a conversation on the Federal Drive that the hosts at the time, I believe it was Tom and Jane Norris, had with a speaker from the Census Bureau with late 2010 or early 2011, talking about the preparation that was beginning then as they were just in the process of wrapping the 2010 census for the 2020 census. So I'm aware that this is an ongoing process, that it doesn't just start up a couple of months or years before the census each time, but you write various Census Bureau 2020 decennial research projects are experiencing delays. What does that portend if we're 6 years out and we're behind schedule already?
Well, it portends questions that need to be answered with respect to how this 2020 census is really going to be designed. They have, technology that they have to test. They They have different techniques, interviewing techniques that they have to test. They just completed a test in Montgomery County. In fact, it may still be going on, where they have to do this, do the research and do the testing necessary to really design what 2020 is going to look like.
I received a solicitation for that, by the way. So they did get them out. I can confirm that.
They were supposed to test the internet collection of some of those survey data. I think they're doing that.
That's exactly how I participated for our household. So
that's good.
I can confirm to your office that it happened as it was supposed to.
Well, that's good.
At least from the customer end. The technology part of this is striking to me too, Todd, because we recall the situation with the handhelds the Census Bureau went through for the 2010 census. Technology has changed three or four times in the interim to bring us to 2014, and I can only imagine that between now and 2020, it'll change a multitude of times again. So how are you planning to keep an eye on the way that the Census Bureau is looking at technology and utilizing technology when their lead time has to be so long, and yet the timelines for technology turnover are truncated so quickly?
I think that is such a key issue, Francis, that by the time they settle on a design, you know, whether they're going to use smartphones or bring your own device or whatever the final design is going to look like, you really have to wonder whether that is going to be outdated by the time, 2019, 2020 rolls around. So that is a big, big challenge for the Census Bureau.
In the time we have left, I just want to touch on the other three of the 5 points that you are stressing here, and that is environment, innovation, and trade and investment. And you detail all of those in your top management challenges facing the Department of Commerce for fiscal 2015. And as I mentioned in the beginning, it strikes me as I read through your work, the tools are in place for the agencies to do all of these things. It doesn't sound like you're suggesting that there are any dramatic remakes or procurements or anything like that that the department needs to go through. It's just a matter of appropriately using the tools they already have at their disposal, Todd. Am I on target there?
Correct. The focus of the report, of course, and this is coming from Congress back in 2000, they passed the Reports Consolidation Act and required the IGs to do these kind of, risk assessment type reports, is it's really in management execution of the programs. And for environment, for example, the big challenge there for the department is the acquisition of two satellite programs, the GOSAR program and the JPSS program. For innovation, we focus on a couple of different things. One is PTO, the Patent and Trademark Office, which has a challenge with respect to the various backlogs that they have in their applications and then their appeals. And the department has also picked up a challenge with the FirstNet Authority, which is a program that Congress established to put in place a nationwide broadband network for first responders. And that has turned out to be very challenging. And then in trade and investment, that is one of the department's primary focus is on economic growth and through trade. And they recently went through a reorganization that we think they need to keep focused on if it's going to be successful. So those are the highlights of the other three challenges that we've identified.